Save over $200 when you book weekly stays with Vrbo. This winter, if you need to work, why not work from a chalet? If you haven't seen your college besties since, well, college, you need a week to fully catch up in a snowy cabin. And if you have to stay in a remote place with your in-laws, you should save over $200 a week. That's the least we can do. So, you might as well start digging out the long johns, because saving over $200 on a week-long snowcation rental is in the cards. Book now at Vrbo.com.
All right, folks, welcome back to Champion's Mind. 5 minutes sports focus. Your daily dose of motivation, strategy, and all things focused hustle delivered straight to your ears. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and today we're diving into a topic that plagues even the most seasoned athletes, coaches, and everyday hustlers alike: distractions. Ever feel like your mind is constantly ping-ponging between a million different thoughts? You know that feeling when you're trying to lock in on something important, but suddenly your phone buzzes of that catch tune from last week starts playing in your head? Yeah, we've all been there. But the good news is, mastering the art of focus isn't about becoming a monk living in a cave, it's about developing practical strategies to keep those distractions at bay and channel your energy where it matters most. So, how do we become masters of our own minds? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate those mental minefields and stay laser-focused on the game. First up, awareness is everything. You can't fix what you don't know is broken, right? Spend a few moments each day reflecting on your biggest distractions. Is it social media? A never-ending stream of emails? Maybe it's that internal chatterbox constantly replaying yesterday's blunders or overthinking tomorrow's possibilities. Once you identify those pesky culprits, you can start formulating strategies to deal with them. Think of it like a scouting report for your own brain. Second, create dedicated focus zones. You know those fancy meditation apps everyone's raving about? Yeah, they're onto something. Carving out specific spaces and times for focus work or training can significantly improve your concentration. Turn off notifications on your phone, silence those pesky emails, and let the world outside fade away. Third, embrace the power of the mini break. Seriously, folks, stepping away from whatever you're working on for a few minutes can actually boost your productivity in the long run. Take a quick walk, do some stretches, or even just close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. This helps clear your head, refocus your energy, and come back to the task at hand with renewed vigor. Fourth, harness the power of rituals. Ever notice how athletes often have pre-game routines? It's not just about superstition, it's about creating a mental framework for focus and performance. Develop your own rituals before tackling important tasks or training sessions. It could be anything from listening to a specific playlist to doing some light stretches. Find what works for you and stick with it. And finally, remember that consistency is key. Just like mastering any skill, building focus takes time and practice. So don't get discouraged if your mind wanders occasionally, it's normal. Just gently guide your attention back to the task at hand. Celebrate your small victories along the way and keep refining your strategies until you achieve the status and like focus you're after. Now, let me share a quick story to illustrate these points. I was coaching a youth basketball team last season, and one player in particular struggled with staying focused during games. He'd get distracted by the crowd noise, his teammates' movements, or even just his own thoughts. After implementing some of the strategies we talked about today, creating a pre-game routine, taking mini breaks between drills, and focusing on being present in the moment, he started to see a real difference. His game improved dramatically because he was able to channel his energy effectively and truly focus on the task at hand. So remember, folks, distractions are an inevitable part of life, but they don't have to derail your goals. By consciously implementing these strategies and consistently practicing mindful focus, you can silence those inner critics, block out the noise, and unleash your full potential. You've got this. Now, go out there, dominate your day, and remember, share this episode with a friend who could benefit from some mental game-changing tips. And don't forget to leave a review, let me know what you think about today's episode, and join the conversation on social media. We're building a community of focus champions here, 1 5-minute podcast at a time. See you tomorrow.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.